WDOT Fort Washington, and tonight your Fort Washington Vikings host the Hicksville Comets. I'm Matt Levine alongside Dylan Spelgel here at Schreiber High School. The Vikings come into this contest with an overall record of 7-6 and a conference record of 4-2 as they sit in second place in the conference. The Comets are struggling with a 2-10 record and 2-5 in the conference. Last time around on December 21st, the Vikings beat the Comets 50-42 in Hicksville. Connor Shanahan led the way with 14 points and Garrett Ressa added 10. Ressa has scored a total of 43 points over the last three games and looks to continue that success tonight. Now we go to Dylan with tonight's keys to the game.
First, the Vikings need to shoot well from behind the arc. Mark Daly and Connor Shanahan must be consistent from long range. Number two, Fort Washington has to be aggressive off the glass. They've seen that when they're able to rebound the ball, they can be very successful. And last, any production from big men Garrett Ressa and David Bell. When those two are in on their game board, it's unstoppable. With just moments away from taking these off, let's take a look at the starting lines. For Hicksville, it's John McCallison, Chris Fossey, Shane McBride, Amari Mateo, and Anthony Serrano.
And for your Fort Washington Vikings, it's the talented backcourt of Connor Shanahan and Joe Malcone. At the three, it's Mark Daly and big man Garrett Ressa at the four, and the center is Daniel Nass. We will be right back here with the start of this matchup. As we are just getting ready to tip this one off, Fort Washington will come out in their home uniforms, their white uniforms with blue lettering and trimming on the sides, and Hicksville will come in with their away uniforms, and they're wearing black with white and orange trimming. Tonight, the Fort Washington Vikings will host the Hicksville Comets in a Coaches vs. Cancer fundraising game that will honor the American Cancer Society and fundraise to donate money. Now, Dylan, we said some of the keys to the game. What else do the Vikings need to do to be successful in this one?
Last game that Fort played, they had a great interior offense, and they were able to find easy layups and draw fouls and get easy baskets. If they can continue that this game, they should find success on the offensive end of the ball.
And now, number 23, Anthony Serrano and Daniel Dash get set to tip it off. Fort Washington going to the left of us, Hicksville to the right. Tip is up, and it's won by the Vikings. Corralled by Joe Malcone. Calls out his play at the top, swings it to the left to Mark Daly. To the top of the key to Shanahan, and around to the right side to Ressa. Back to Daly, swings it around to Malcone, who drives baseline, puts up the lay-in, no good, and it's rebounded by himself. Pulls it back out behind the arc. Pass to Shanahan at the elbow. Feed into the lane to Ressa. Layup is good for Garrett Ressa. Another interior basket for Ressa. Hicksville will inbound the ball to number 12, Shane McBride. He will handle the point guard duties for Hicksville in this matchup. Swings it to Amari Mateo on the right wing and back to Anthony Serrano at the top. Number 11 pulls up from three. Chris Bates, no good. And he gives and rebounded by Malcone in the other way. Malcone will slow it down for Fort as they lead 2-0 with just over a minute we have played in this game. Shanahan swings it to Ressa. Ressa, nice feed to Dash in the lane. Layup is no good from Dash, and it's rebounded by Hicksville. Swinging around to Chris Bates and back up to Shane McBride at the top. McBride around to Serrano. Serrano into McCallis. McCallis for three. He cannot hit. And it's rebounded by the Vikings. Saved away by Ressa. And here comes Mark Daly. One-on-one. Euro step. Fouled in the basket. Count it for Mark Daly.
That's an excellent move for Mark Daly on that one to drive into the paint and be very aggressive early on. You see it early on. That's two straight baskets. First Ressa and now Daly. And Daly will go to the line.
The foul was on number 12 of Hicksville, Shane McBride. That is his first and the first foul of the game. Now Daly will go to the line where he has been successful in the last games from the charity stripe. Vikings lead 4-0 with a minute and a half we have played. And his free throw was good. He completes the three-point play. And the Vikings will put on a full-court press. We have seen this in recent games. Early on in the game, they put on the full-court press. And Chris Bates brings it up for Hicksville, guarded by Mark Daly heavily and very aggressively by Daly. Forces a pickup. And Serrano will take it at the top. Bounce pass to Mateo. Mateo gives it to McCallis at the top of the key. McCallis is guarded by Malconian with 12 on the shot clock. Swings it to Serrano. Serrano for a two-pointer. Air balls. and it's rebounded by Russell. Outlet pass to Shanahan with 6 minutes to play. Feeds Malconian, but cannot corral the basketball as that goes out of bounds.
Good idea by the Vikings there. Couldn't connect on the inside pass for Washington, not settling for outside shots early on.
And McCallis will bring it up with just under 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. Swings it to Face. Screened by Serrano. And Face picks up his dribble and gives it back to McCallis at the top of the key. McCallis is guarded by Malconian. Setting up the play, Serrano posts up on Dash. McCallis, he finds number 12, Shane McBride, at the top. McBride drives left, gives it to Face. 5 seconds on the shot clock. McBride into Mateo, stolen away by Garrett Ressa the other way. Ressa slows it down, feeds Shanahan at the top to Daly on the left wing. Daly drives in. Malconian in the corner, drives baseline, out to Shanahan. Shanahan for three. He cannot connect. Rebounded by Ressa and put back up for a lay-in.
I thought there was a foul on that play. He looked like he clipped Ressa's arm, but good aggressive layup from Ressa to put him nearly 2 points.
And McCallis will take it up to Face on the left wing. Feed into Mateo into the paint. Back out to Shane McBride. Cannot hit from three. And rebounded by the Vikings the other way. Here comes Mark Daly. Mark Daly on the left side. Picks up the dribble. Finds Dash and back to Malconian, top of the key. Ressa on the right wing. Ressa drives. Cross-court pass to Daly. Daly for three. No good. Off the front of the rim and rebounded by Serrano. Outlet pass to McCallis as he brings it up. And he is guarded by Daly. A little bit of a mismatch as McCallis is much smaller than Daly, who is guarding him. And Serrano bounce pass to Mateo on the right wing. And he finds McBride at the top. McBride to Face. Face for three from the left wing. He got it! A nice basket. That is the first points from Hicksville in this matchup as the Vikings lead 7-3 with 4:15 left in the first quarter. Mark Daly swings it around to Shanahan on the left wing. Back to Daly. Bounce pass into Dash. Dash puts up the lay-in.
Excellent pass from Daly on that one. Another layup for Port Washington. That is a key part of their game. Look for that to continue.
McCallis brings it up, and now he's guarded by Malconian of Port Washington. McBride on the right wing. Shanahan is guarding him. Serrano at the top. Swings it around to Face on the left wing. Face is guarded by Daly. 15 on the shot clock. Face drives into the paint. Bounce pass out to McCallis. Back to Face in the corner. Fakes the three. Back to McCallis. McCallis will drive out to McBride. McBride drives a little. Pulls it back out in the corner. Drives baseline. Puts up the lay-in. No good as the shot clock expires. And that's rebounded by Shanahan, who throws a cross-court pass to Malconian. Malconian slows it down in the corner. He is trapped. Finds Ressa top of the key. Ressa drives. Pass is tipped, but corralled by Mark Daly. And back to Ressa. Malconian in the corner for three. He got it! Malconian for three. And a timeout is called by the Hicksville Comets head coach, Phil Isaacman. 12-3, the Vikings lead. Dylan, what would you like to say?
The Vikings, up to this point, have no turnovers up to this date, almost 5 minutes into the first quarter, and Port Washington does not have a single turnover for their entire team. It is a huge difference maker right now in the first quarter as Port extends their lead to 9 off of that three.
And we have said early on in the season that the Vikings have trouble holding on to the basketball. As you just stated, they have no turnovers, which is helping them out right now as they lead 12-3 with just over 3 minutes left in the first quarter. No substitutions yet in this game. Do you think any will come after this timeout?
Port Washington has dominated the game on the outside and on the inside. Their defense is playing fantastic, only letting up 3 points so far. And their passing is phenomenal as of now. They're working the ball inside, finding the big man down low, and able to hit layups. That's going to be a huge part of this game. And with 3 minutes left, Port looks to continue their dominance.
And whistles are blown. McBride will inbound to Serrano and back to McBride. McBride is pressed by Shanahan. And Shanahan will let him cross half court with 3 minutes left on the clock. 12-3, the Vikings lead. Face back to Serrano at the top. Bounce pass to McCallis on the left wing in the corner. McCallis finds McBride top of the key. Back to McCallis on the left wing. Mateo posting up. He gets the ball. Couple dribble moves. Bounce pass out to Serrano. Serrano drives, tucks the ball in his shoulder, and he cannot connect on the shot, and it's rebounded by Ressa. Daly will bring it up with 2.5 left, 12-3 still. Ressa in the paint, dishes into Dash, and Dash is fouled on the floor. The ref signals that's a foul on Hicksville with 2.5. The Vikings will inbound under the basket.
I thought Ressa could have gotten up there for an aggressive layup, but he decided to find Dash in deep. It was a good pass, and Dash got fouled to the floor, luckily. Mort's still trying to find the man on the inside.
Shanahan inbounds to Ressa at the top. And McConaughey in the left wing, to Shannon in the corner, to Daly, and to Dash in the paint, and Dash is fouled on the shot. He will go to the line for two, an aggressive move from the big man early on in this game.
Mort has seemed to work on this in practice. They keep passing inside, right outside the free throw line, and on the inside near the baseline, finding the big man with bounce passes. Daniel Dash has his hands open wide every single time, and he's able to catch the ball and go up for it.
Dash at the line where he has struggled a little bit this season. His first shot is no good off the back of the rim. 2:25 to play in the first quarter, and it is 12-3 in favor of the Vikings. And Dylan stated in the timeout that Hicksville has only hit one basket. And Dash again off the back rim cannot connect on the free throw. And here comes Hicksville, face, drive baseline, blocked away by Dash. And that's rebounded by Hicksville. McBride at the top of the key. Holds it down, guarded by Shanahan. Swings it to face on the right wing. Bounce pass to McAllen, guarded by Malconian. Dribbles a little bit, cross the legs, and 2 minutes left on the clock. McAllen drives, dishes to Serrano. Back to face on the right wing. Face drives from the free throw line, puts up a shot, he got it. Face has 5 points, and the only 5 points for Hicksville thus far.
That was much needed from Hicksville there. They needed some points on the board.
Shanahan stolen away by McBride, and that pass is stolen from Face. Malconian steals it. The Vikings get it right back. Malconian drive, dishes to Dash. Dash puts it up, an aggressive move from Dash for another 2 points.
It's almost too easy for Port Washington on the inside. Nobody can match Daniel Dash's height on the other team besides maybe Serrano, and there's no chance for him as Daniel Dash is a wide open layup off an excellent pass.
And McAllis crosses half court, gets in the paint, and a foul is signaled by the official, as we will have two substitutions, one for the Vikings and one for the Cavs. Foul was on Mark Daly, that's his first, and checking in for the Vikings is Volkan Levent. Sitting will be Joe Malconian, and coming in for Hicksville will be Kim Singh. Checking out is Mateo. Hicksville inbounds with 1:15 left in the first quarter. 14-5, they are trailing the Vikings. Singh has the ball. He drives in the paint, dishes it out to Serrano. Serrano gets back in the paint. Shot is up off the glass, no good, and that's rebounded by Dash. Outlet to Volkan. Levent at the top of the key. Levent dribble moves, feeds Dash in the paint. Dash goes up, and he makes the basket, but a foul is called. Shot is waved off, as we like to see that end one. No end one. We will have an inbound play from the Vikings. That foul was on the floor. Foul was on Anthony Serrano.
Each offensive possession report is looking to find Daniel Dash in the paint.
Shanahan finds Ressa in the corner. Levent top and finds Dash in the paint. Dash is shot from the elbow. Is good. He hits a jump shot. Big man Dash with 8 points early on in this game. Crossing half court is Face, who will drive on Daly. Pulls it back out to Singh on the left wing. Singh finds McAllis, top of the key. Guarded by Levent with 30 seconds left on the clock, 19 on the shot clock. McAllis drives, gives it to McBride. McBride from the right wing, three, no good off the front rim. Rebounded by Connor Shanahan as he fights for it with 20 seconds. The shot clock is turned off. Shanahan drives. Fast pass to Ressa. Ressa puts up a shot. He is fouled, and he will go to the line for 2 foul shots. Garrett Ressa and Daniel Dash have been the story thus far as they are getting into the paint, drawing fouls, and making their layups. Garrett Ressa will go to the line for two.
Another good find by Connor Shannon on the inside. Port Washington has less than 3 outside shots in this entire quarter, and that is really huge, and they only have 1 turnover to count for it.
And Ressa's first shot is good. Has been very successful from the line the last game against Baldwin and tonight here against Hicksville. And checking in for the Vikings with 14.9 on the clock is Matthew Schmitz and Jack Stolper as Dash and Daly will take a seat. Ressa's second shot as they lead 17-5 in the first quarter. He makes his second shot. 18-5, a 13-point lead with just 14.9 left to play in the first quarter. Singh gets an inbound. Back to McBride, guarded by Shanahan, crosses half court. He finds Face, guarded by Stolper. Face, holding the ball, dribbles left, into the paint, pulls up from the foul line, no good on the shot, at the buzzer, time expires. And after the first quarter, the Port Washington Vikings lead 18-5. We'll be right back here with second quarter basketball.
And we are back with second quarter action. Port Washington leads Hicksville 18-5. At the start of this quarter, Port Washington rolling with LeVent, Shanahan, Stolper, Schmitz, and Lessig to start the quarter. Hicksville comes down the ball, facing the ball at the top of the court. He holds in and drops it from the crowd. At the start of the second quarter, Port leads by 13, the largest lead of the day. And the guard at the top, guarded by Shanahan, Schmitz to the right to McGallis. We have at the top to Sarah on the left side to McBride. McBride drives right on Shanahan. There's a blocking foul on Shanahan on the play. And he will go to the line and shoot two.
That almost looked like a drawn up play as McBride got into the lane for the lay in and got fouled right after the quarter. I believe that the Comets drew that one up aggressively right out of the gate.
McBride looking for the first points of the second quarter. His first attempt is in and out, no good. And we will have one more coming from the three-point line. As Port Washington looks to maintain this lead, they've been playing very excellent in this first quarter. Only one turnover to count for up to now. And the second free throw is good for McBride. Stolper bring up the ball for Port Washington. He has LeVent to his left, Shanahan to his right. Stolper drives right into the lane, goes right up on McBride. Shot no good, rebound fought for it, and grabbed by McBride. Face brings up the ball for next play. He drops it to the right side to Dallas. Looking for Sue on the inside. Can't find him. He dribbles back up top, guarded by LeVent. Serato sets a pick. Dallas drives right, drops it back to McBride. McBride done by Shanahan. Gives it to the left side to McGallis. Then by LeVent. McGallis puts up the floater. No good. Rebound. Fought and grabbed by Lessig. Lessig brings up the ball to court. Gives it to Matt Schmitz, who mishandles it on the left side. But keeped in by Shanahan. And Schmitz tries to find Lessig inside. And the turnover for Matthew Schmitz as Face comes over the ball for Hicksville. 6:53 remaining here in the second quarter. Court leads by 12.
Vikings looking a little bit sloppy early on in the second quarter.
McBride with a shot that goes three-pointer to McBride.
They can't sit on this lead. A Port Washington etiquette is to sit on any lead that you have. The Vikings need to keep putting the gas pedal to the floor and stomping on Hicksville's throat.
LeVent drives on the right side. He puts up a shot and he's fouled in the play. He will be fouled by Serato. And he will go to the line and shoot two for Port Washington.
A little bit of a skirmish, I would call that, between LeVent and Serato. Throwing a little bit of elbows on that play. LeVent will go to the line now for two.
Good aggressive drive from LeVent there. And he will take his first attempt from the line as he looks to extend Port's lead back to double digits. His first attempt off the bat, no good. And for Hicksville, in comes number 21, Mateo, and number 3, Panu. Washington rolling with the same starters that they started with here in the second quarter as LeVent will take his second attempt from the line. Surprised that Damon Dash is on the bench at all, Matt?
This is the Vikings gameplay that they always roll with. Dash takes a seat in the second quarter to get his rest. But I expect him to come out late in this quarter or definitely in the third quarter.
LeVent gets his second free throw, two, and McBride brings up the ball for Hicksville. The Comets come down to get it. Mateo drops it up top to Singh, guarded by Russell. It's the pass, leads it to the right side to Face, who pulls up for mid-range. Back rim, no good. Rebound missed goal by Shanahan, fought for by Panu. Off the rim, and he's the ball. Shanahan gets it down for the Vikings. And LeVent to play up, drops it back to Shanahan, who crosses midcourt. Shanahan drives to the left side, swings it to the left side to Schmitz, who looks to drive baseline. He goes inside, layup no good, rebound, grabbed by Hicksville. Face brings up the ball. Just under 6 minutes remaining. McBride has the ball on the far side and drops it back up top to Panu, swings it to the right side to Face, guarded by Stolper. Gives it back up top to Mateo, looking for a pass down low, decides to swing to the right to McBride and pulls up from three. Off the rim, no good, rebound grabbed by Panu. Tries to find Singh inside, but the pass is deflected off the court. Hicksville ball.
Washington has to get that basketball back and start scoring a little bit more as this lead has been cut to 10, and Hicksville looking a little bit more urgent on offense.
Face with the ball, guarded by Stolper. side right. He jumps 2 steps. And there is a foul on the play on Jack Stolberg as Face was driving on the right side near the elbow.
Disagree with that call. The ref's a little hard right now with any contact or really calling it early on in this game. But I definitely disagree with Stolberg on that foul.
Jumps it all the way up top of Face. He swings it to the left side of McBride. McBride in low to the tail, guarded by Schmitz as a coach. Almost gets double teamed by Mark Daly. Picks it up to Penny, who puts up the three way off, and the rebound goes all the way out of bounds.
Smart play by Stolper not running to save that ball, as he could have fell out of bounds at that momentum. Now the Vikings will have possession with 5:15 left in the half.
Shanahan passes midcourt for the Vikings. 5 minutes remaining here in the first half. Shanahan dumps it up top to Schmitz, who finds a wide open Stolper down low, who goes up for the layoff off the back. Rim, no good. And Face brings up the ball for Hicksville. This game is unsuccessful. A couple drives now. And he drives with the ball, guarded by Shanahan up top. He drives left, swings to the left side to Sing. Sing drives on Russell. He drops it back up top to McBride. He swings it right to Face. Face guarded by Sing. Gives it to the right side to Cabin. He gives it in the post to Sing. Drives on Russell, puts up the feed, in and out. Rebound goal to Russell. Russell drops to Shanahan, who looks to up the pace here for Hort. He gives it to a wide open Stolper inside. Goes for the left hand to lay up, and it's good.
Excuse me, Dylan. Good passing from the Vikings. I wanted to chime in there. Good ball movement, creating a shot for Stolper.
Damon Dash is ready to check in for the Vikings as they now maintain a 12-point lead with 4:14 remaining. Hand is the ball for Hicks, goes to the left side to McTay, and he drops it back up top to Shane. He gives it to the right side to McBride, he dribbles back up top, he pulls up, and it's from two, no good, rebound to Shanahan. Shanahan upping the pace for Ford. He drives, he's at the free throw line, he kicks it back up top to Schmitz, who gives it right back to Shanahan. Schmitz drives, Shanahan decides to keep it, goes to the layup, off the rim, no good, rebound to Mateo. He gives it up to Face, who drives the ball to Hicksville. Panu on the far side, back up top to Face. Picks up his dribble, looks for Panu inside. Vikings ball under their own basket. And in comes Daniel Dash and Joe Malcone for Jack Stolper and Matthew Schmitz. And for Hicksville, Serrato will come in, and Nick Alice will come in. As Singh takes a seat for Hicksville. 3:37 remaining in the first half. Vikings lead 21-9. Shanahan brings the ball, calls up the play for the Vikings. He dribbles it far side, swings it up top to Daly. Daly looking for a pass, crosses up Penny, drops it back up top to Russell, who makes a drive. He kicks it back up top to Daly. Daly to the right side to Shanahan. Shanahan off the pick set by Dash in the roll. Dash wide open off the pass, and one for Daniel Dash. Excellent five by Connor Shanahan. A great play set up by both of those teammates.
This is the best game I've seen Daniel play all season. He's getting to the rim with aggressiveness and putting that shot up. And that falls for Dash as he gets fouled going to the line. Hopefully he can complete the three-point play.
The old-fashioned pick-and-roll play works for the Vikings that time as Daniel Dash goes to the line for his own one. And the free throw is no good. Hit the rim twice and bounces out for a rebound to McBride. Just over 3 minutes ago, as McBride drops the ball on three Vikings. And he kicks it to McAllis wide open for three. No good. Rebound to Daly. Daly with the ball. He swings it to Malcone, who's driving up the court. He drives on Patton. Picks up his dribble, kicks it up top to Shanahan. Shanahan guarded by McBride. Drives to the far side and then swings it to on the right wing to Daly, who drives back up top near the free throw line. Tries to find Dash inside, mishandles it. Kicks up top to Russell for three, no good. Rebound to Daly. Goes up, ball knocked away by Hicksville, and it's recovered by McAllis, and there's a foul on Mark Daly on the floor. Mark Daly was reaching on that one.
Another foul I disagree with. Daly dove for the basketball. It didn't even look like he hit. I believe that was McBride of Hicksville going after the ball. And now Daly will take a seat for John Bellini. John Bellini's first sighting in this game.
John Bellini getting a little less minutes than he'd like to in the last couple games. Usually a defensive specialist comes in for the last 2:30 here. McBride brings up the ball for Hicksville. Handed by Shanahan. He gets past the ball for Pick, goes to the left, and then blocked on the play, but there's a foul called on the Vikings. The foul will be on Garrett Ressa, and McBride will go to the line and shoot two to finally try to fix him into double digits.
Very tough tight calling. I've said it all game. The refs calling it basically everything where there's contact. As McBride not hit his first shot.
Pace comes in for Hicksville and Penny comes out. Hicksville still not in double digits yet. Do you credit that at all to the Port Washington defense? Does it matter?
Definitely. I think their defense is a lot more aggressive than we've seen recently. Obviously limiting this them to 10 points thus far. The aggressiveness from Dash and Ressa on both sides of the basketball is really propelling the Vikings right now.
Now Konyan with the home run pass to Dana Dash. He puts up a no good one. And there is a whistle on the floor. It'll be on number 23, Serrato. It was on Garrett Ressa.
He drew the foul.
He was going number two. And he can go to the line and shoot a 1-1. In comes number 14, Vincent Leonardi for Hicksville, and out comes Serrato. Little substitutions here with just over 2 minutes remaining. Port Washington leads 23-10 as Garrett Ressa will go to the line and try a 1-1. Port Washington rolling with Malconian, Bellini, Ressa, Dash, and Shanahan to end out the half as Ressa misses his free throw. Pace throws up the ball. He drops it off the top of the drive. Drops it back on top to Dallas, guarded by Bellini. Dallas takes his time, swings it to the right side to McBride. He has to Taylor, Love finds him in the post, guarded by Josh, swings it back up top, on the right wing to McBride. He drives baseline, tries to go reverse, but gives it to a wide open Leonardi for a no good jump shot. Shanahan brings up the ball with some pace for Washington. He swings it to the right side to Bellini. He drives. He finds Russell in deep. He kicks it back up top to Malconian. Good ball movement by Port Washington.
Malconian with the pass fake to David Dash for a wide open jump shot.
That pass fake basically threw everyone off in this game as the three defenders of Hicksville move to Dash as he's been getting the ball all game, and Malconian finishes with a nice fake.
Port Washington extends the lead to 15 with 1:15 remaining. McAllis has the ball for Hicksville as he drives right away. Goes behind the back, loses the dribble, kicks it back up to Leonardi, and drops it back on top to McBride. Just over a minute remaining, 10 seconds on the shot clock remaining. McBride guarded by Shanahan. He gives it up top to McAllis. Lead on the shot clock. Less than a minute to go here in the first half. 5 seconds and McBride has the ball. He pulls up from three. No good. Rebound fought, grabbed by Dash. And now Konyan has the ball with just under 50 seconds remaining. He pushes the ball. He goes for the jump shot. He kicks it inside to Garrett Ressa. And there's a foul called on Hicksville on the play. And Ressa will go to the line and try for another 1-1 play with 45 seconds remaining.
Leonardi is first.
The foul is on Leonardi. That's his first foul. But Washington maintains a 15-point lead against Hicksville, only allowing 10 points. Great passing inside from this first half from their team all around. Everybody's playing exceptional. Layups are being made, and chances are taken with excellence as Ressa misses free throw. But the rebound is grabbed by Malconian, as Shanahan has the ball on the right side. He's double-teamed by Face and Leonardi. He drops to the baseline to Malconian, who drops it back up top to Bellini, who swings it to the left side to Ressa. Now the top to Malconian, back to the right side to Shanahan with 27 seconds remaining. 15 on the shot clock. Malconian pulls up from the elbow, and the shot is good.
Malconian for two.
Malconian's shot is lights out so far this game, and he is not afraid to pull that trigger after a couple fakes.
Hicksville looking for the last possession of the half with 10 seconds remaining. And the foul will be on Joe Malconian and Sean Dooley, the coach of the Vikings. The
Vikings foul on Joe Malconian, his first personal foul.
With only 11.9 seconds left. But Washington didn't have a foul to give, however. That allows Hicksville to now reorganize themselves and set up a play. Trailing by 17 in the first half. Pace to inbound the ball for the Hicksville Comets. Pace into a pass, finds Leonardi. Leonardi court with 10 seconds remaining. He looks from the crowd, heavily guarded by Shanahan, and he's forced to move to the right side to Pace with 5 seconds remaining. Pace drives on Dash, and Dash blocks it away with 1 second left.
A great block again by Dash. It's his second block of the game. He is being very aggressive on both sides of the ball, and I like this play from Daniel Dash right now.
Avneet Gill comes in for Hicksville with only 1.2 seconds remaining, and he will inbound the ball as Hicksville looks to get up one more shot. He looks so fast. He dumps it up top, tipped away by Breen. And with 0.2 seconds left, Hicksville will have an attempt to throw up the Hail Mary.
almost impossible to catch and shoot with 0.2 seconds. We'll see if the buzzer sounds before they get it off.
Well, inbounds, Penny has it, and the shot is blocked by Johnny Bellini, and that is how we will end our match on Coaches versus Kids. The Vikings lead 27-10, and we'll be right back with the quarter basketball.
Welcome to the halftime show with Matt Levine and Dylan Spilka on call. Our statistician, Matthew Bernstein, one of our dear friends, has kept the stats for us, and we would like to share them with you. Daniel Dash leading the way with 10 points for the Vikings. He also added 2 blocks and 3 rebounds in that first half. Joe Malconia not far behind with 7 points and three rebounds. And Garrett Ressa with 4 first-half points. 7 rebounds in the first half for Ressa, an astonishing amount of rebounds. So Dylan, what do the Vikings need to do to continue the 17-point lead in the second half?
Well, first of all, only letting up 10 points in this first half. They did a great job at those teams, only letting up 9 shots in the most part. And big man Daniel Dash and Garrett Ressa are doing it on both teams. They're hitting layups when they need to hit, and they're playing great as human defense. They're not letting anyone come in easy into their paint, and they're getting open inside and wide open when hitting their shots.
Coming into the second half, the Vikings look to maintain the 17-point lead that they have put on. Hopefully, Daniel Dash will see some more time this second half this year. Had an astonishing game so far, and we'll be back with the second half of this basketball game.
As we get set to inbound for the second half, Vikings lead the Comets 27-10, and the Vikings will roll with their starting five. Joe Malconian, Mark Daly, Connor Shanahan, Garrett Ressa, and Daniel Dash. And the Hicksville Comets will roll with their starting five. John McAllis, Chris Faze, Shane McBride, Amari Mateo, and Anthony Serena. Daniel Dash, the big story of the first half, having 10 points and 3 rebounds. Garrett Ressa adding 4.7 rebounds as we start the second half. Ressa on the left wing, swings it to Shanahan, top of the key. Malconian in the left wing, pops a three. No good, in and out, rebounded by Dash. Shanahan, top of the key for three. Bang! Connor Shanahan for 3 points. A big three coming out into the second half. 30-10, the Vikings lead by 20 points with 7.5 left in the third quarter. John McAllis dribbling around Mark Daly. He is pressured, swings it to Faze on the left wing. Screened by McAllis. Faze driving in the paint, swim move, and the foul is called on the floor. Foul is on. I believe that was Connor Shanahan. The official signal was a little hard to read. I will go with that foul was on Connor Shanahan. 7:22 left. The Vikings lead by 20. Hicksville inbounds to McAllis. On the elbow. Swings it to Faze in the paint. Bounce pass to Mateo. Mateo's pop shot is no good, but rebounded by Faze and tipped in for the basket. 32-12. 30-12. The scoring is wrong on the scoreboard. And Ressa on the right wing. Malconian top. Ressa in the paint. Mark Daly on the right wing. Left wing, excuse me. Back to Ressa in the corner. Swings it to Dash. Baseline. Dash. Bounce pass in the paint. Stolen away. Faze on a fast break. Chase down block, but he is fouled on that play. Garrett Ressa fouls Chris Faze, as Chris Faze will go to the line for two. And Coach Dooley is talking it over with Malconian about something. A little bit of a confusion on the court.
Dash tried to squeeze in the pass while it was
Garrett Ressa, the team's second.
He's trying to find Ressa on the inside. Led to a turnover for Faze, and he goes court to court. Good court transition defense from Ressa to hunt him down and draw the foul. And Faze will go to the line and shoot two.
This is a much different score than we saw last time the Vikings played Hicksville. It was 50-42 as Faze sinks the first free throw to give the Comets 13 points. Right now they are down by 17, which is much different, as I said, than the last game, which shows how much the Vikings have progressed this season. As Faze sinks the second shot, 30-14, the Vikings lead with 6:40 left to play in the third quarter. Shanahan at the top of the key. Swings it to Ressa on the right wing. Feeds Mark Daly at the top into Ressa in the paint. Shanahan in the corner for three. No good, but rebounded by Dash. And an over-the-back foul is called on Daniel Dash.
as he goes up for that offensive rebound.
Port showing the earlier strategy, driving into the paint and then for easy buckets, and now they're forced to take the outside shot, so it's not working for them.
As Shane McBride brings it across half court, and swings it to Faze at the top. Faze pulls up from three, and he got it! Chris Faze for three. And now it's 30-17. The Comets are chipping away a little bit, I would say, right now. On a little bit of a run here, as Malconian on the right wing. Screened by Ressa. Ressa rolls. Dash in the paint. Puts up the lefty lane, and it's good. That's his 12th point of the game. Daniel Dash is very aggressive in the paint in this contest. 32-17 with 5:50 left to play in the third quarter. Faze will come across and give it to Shane McBride. McAllis on the elbow gives it to Cerrato, and in the corner to Faze. Faze takes the shot, drives baseline. McAllis left wing. McAllis drives left, and his shot is blocked away by Dash. That's his third block of the game, and he finds Daly for the outlet pass. Daly coming, drives in the paint, swings at Shanahan in the corner, fakes the pass to Malconian, and it comes out. Swings it to Ressa on the right wing. Pass to Daly, mishandles it, gets it back. Baseline, bounce pass to Ressa. Ressa goes up strong and finishes with 2 points.
Excellent find by Daly to get Ressa inside wide open. He drew two men to him and both of them jumped. And Ressa with an easy 2 points on the board for the Vikings.
And McBride drives. Reverse lay-in, rebounded by Dash. No good on that shot, and Malconian will come the other way for the Vikings. Swings it to Dash in the paint, and he's blocked away by, that was Anthony Cerrato, and rebounded by Malconian, and Cerrato was called for a foul on Malconian on that shot. Excuse me, that was Mark Daly, not Malconian. Mark Daly will go to the line for two. That is Serrato's fourth foul. He is in foul trouble early on, or halfway through this third quarter.
And he's one of their tallest men, and who's going to guard Daniel Dash and Garrett Ressa? There's not many tall men on this pitch.
Now checking in will be number 13, Kim Singh, for Hicksville. And Cerrato will take a seat. As we said, he has four fouls. A little bit in trouble with 4:48 to play in the third quarter. Daly's second shot is good from the line. 36-17. The Vikings back up to 19 with their lead. And inbound by McBride. He bounce passes it to Singh. Singh crosses half court, picks up his dribble immediately. Double dribble as he puts the ball on the ground once again. And that is a double dribble on Kim Singh.
And that all stems from Port Washington's full court press. If they didn't do that, they didn't get a ball handler on that ball for Hicksville. And Port Washington gets a critical turnover.
4:35 to play. Daly at the top of the key swings it to Ressa on the left wing. Skipping it around to the right wing with Shanahan. Shanahan gets himself trapped in the corner, finds Ressa in the post. Ressa in the paint, out to Daly in the corner. Daly for three, no good on the air ball. A weird shot from Daly, not his usual good look. And McBride comes the other way. McBride from deep three, air balls that one, and that's rebounded by Ressa. Mark Daly comes the other way with 4:05 left to play. Shanahan in the corner, fakes the three, drives from the block, lay-in no good. And that ball is tipped around, but rebounded again by Shanahan. That ball is now on the floor, tipped away. Dove on by the Vikings. And the ball is corralled by Hicksville. McBride comes the other way on a 3-on-2. McAllis, corner three. He got it. A run stopper for the Vikings as the Comets sink a three with McAllis in the corner. Shanahan on the right wing. One dribble and cross-court pass to Ressa. Swings it to Dash. Dash is blocked away again. And that one was Amari Mateo with the block. 3.5 left. As the Vikings are up 36-20, Mateo in the post. Bounce pass to McAllis as Ben Spear goes to the table to check into this one for his first action of the game. Faze, top of the key, to Singh on the free throw line. Faze from the top of the key for three, and he got it. Faze is lighting up from three, as it is now a 13-point lead for the Vikings, 36-23.
Don't count Hicksville out now. They're slowly coming back, but Washington cannot sit on this lead.
As we said earlier, they can't sit on it. They need to hit the gas pedal. Ressa swings it to Daly. Shanahan in the corner. Shanahan's poked away off of Hicksville's McBride. And substitutions will be made for the Vikings as Ben Spear will check in for the first time this game. Daniel Dash will take a seat and get some water.
2:52 to play. 36:23, Shanahan inbounds. Finds Spear, right wing, cross court pass to Daly. Back to Spear on the elbow. Spear's first shot is in and out. Looks good from here, but not good on the result. And McBride will receive it. Almost goes back court as he crosses the half court line. McAllis on the right wing swings it to about the half court line where McBride is, guarded by Shanahan aggressively. McBride drives face in the corner for three, again no good, and that is rebounded by Hicksville. McBride corrals it and passes to Face, who drives baseline. Face puts up the nice lay-in. Chris Face is lighting it up in this third quarter.
Ford needs to figure out their defense now. They're really breaking down on the inside and allowing Hicksville to drive into their lanes and hit easy layups.
2:05 left. Spear in the right wing. His pass is tipped away by Face. Bounce pass to McAllis on the fast break. McAllis' shot is blocked by Joe Malconian. And the outlet pass from Spear to Malconian. As Malconian drives into the paint, shot is up, and he is fouled. And he will go to the line for 2 points, for two shots, excuse me.
Great transition offense by Joe Malconian from all the way to the other end of the court to go to an aggressive layup all on Hicksville's defense. He went up for two, got fouled to the plate. A couple men inside decided to go for the shot and gets fouled in the play.
That foul was on Amari Mateo. That is his first, as signaled by public address announcer Eric Rinson-Lovell, as Malconian sinks his first shot from the line. His second one from the stripe is coming up, as the Vikings lead 37-25, a 12-point margin that the Comets look to come back from with a minute and 51. As Malconian misses, but rebounded offensively by Ressa. Ressa drives, shot is up, and he is fouled. It's a blocking foul on Mateo. That is another foul by Mateo in the last 2 seconds.
It looks like Mateo corralled the ball and got a jump ball, actually, but the ref called a blocking foul. And Russell will go to the line and shoot two for one and, a shooting foul. And Russell's been dominant inside the court all day, and he deserves to go to the line for this one as he misses his first free throw.
Russell a little antsy at the line right now as he misses his first one. Been successful the last couple games against Baldwin and here tonight. 37-25 still with a minute and 47. Ressa's second shot from the charity stripe is no good again, but that's rebounded offensively by Shanahan this time. Malconian on the left wing for three. Malconian drains the triple. 40-25, that lead is back up to 15 with a minute and 36 left to play in the third quarter. Face will cross half court, guarded by Malconian. He drives right, free lay-in. Nobody played help defense as Malconian got beat, and Face again with the basket. Malconian brings it up, bounce pass to Shanahan. Shanahan drives, swings it to Ressa in the post. Ressa shot up, fouled but no call, and he sinks the basket. 42-27 with a minute and 8 to play in the third quarter. McAllis with the basketball across half court. Guarded by Mark Daly. Screened by two players. Step back three by McAllis is no good. And that's rebounded by Ressa. Swings it to Shanahan. Cross court pass to Daly. Daly fakes the shot. Gets two men coming in. One for the foul. And goes to the line for one.
Excellent move by Mark Daly. Great find by Kenny Shanahan on the inside. Almost a half court pass to Mark Daly. Mark Daly had two men flying through the air. And he goes to the line and shoots one after the great one and one.
And for the Hicksville Comets, Luke Hoffman will check in, the 5'8 junior guard. And also the 5'8 junior guard, John McAllis, will sit. And coming in for the Vikings is Matthew Schmitz, Gio Rivera, and Jack Scoper. As Joe Malconian, Garrett Ressa, and Connor Shanahan will take a seat. Daly's shot to complete the three-point play is good. Mark Daly lighting it up. Last game had his season-high 21 points. And today, he's lighting it up, especially in this third quarter. And Luke Hoffman crosses half court. Gives it to Face with 40 seconds left. 45-27 lead is 18 points for the Vikings lead. And driving is McBride. Shot is up, no good. And Stolper has the outlet pass. Stolper 2-on-2. Fake shot. Shot is up. Air balls the lay-in. Rebounded by Rivera of the Vikings. Gio Rivera swings it to Dalia in the corner. A 2-3 zone is intact for Hicksville. Gio Rivera in the corner for three. He got it! Gio Rivera on his first three-pointer of the season. 48-27, that leads back up to 21.
5 seconds on the clock. Face pulls up for two. He got it with time expiring. Vikings go into the fourth quarter with an 18-point lead, lighting it up here. All the bench players for the Vikings coming in, and we'll be back with the fourth quarter. Dylan on play-by-play.
And we are back at the start of the fourth quarter where Washington leads 48-30 as Hicks will inbound the ball to try to call back into this game and pull off a miracle comeback. Base will inbound the ball as the crowd moves out in the high school. He inbounds the ball to number one Hoffman at the top, guarded by Gio Rivera. Gio Rivera getting the start here. Usually a bench player hit 1-3 in the third quarter in his first three of the season. And defense by Joe Washington, Garrett Russell tips the pass away, stolen away by Jack Stolper. Off the pass to Hugh Hoffman, and he brings up the ball. Stolper kicks it to the right side, tips back inside to Stolper. He drives, gets through, he's hit back inside to the camera. Cross-court pass by Garrett. Brings it back inside to Schmitz. Schmitz picks up the dribble, finds Rivera in the free throw line. He finds Russell down low. He goes to the
Garrett Russell, phenomenal shot, but I thought that was an even better pass by Gio Rivera. Great look, fed that in with a hard bounce pass, and Russell goes up aggressively once again, drawing the foul.
Well, Washington reaches the half-century mark here at the start of the fourth quarter. Now extending their lead to 20 points as Garrett Russell will shoot his one free throw. And there is a violation on the court, and it will be Hicksville goal. Garrett Russell didn't even get a shot off.
I don't know what to say about that play. I did not see who stepped into the lane. I think it was Rivera, but here come the comments.
Hoffman with the ball, guarded heavily by Rivera, swings it to the right side to McBride, down the right wing to face. Tries to find Mateo inside, but decides to dribble back on top, and he'll drive on his left. Swings it all the way to the left side to Hoffman, who puts up a three off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, corralled by Russell. He's back on the other end, sliding for the transition layup. Shot no good, but a blocking foul on the shot is called on the play, and he will go to the line again and shoot two.
Let's try this again. Garrett Russell, next possession, comes down and gets another free throw attempt here. Hopefully no violation on this one.
I think Garrett Russell and Danny Nash deserve dual MVPs for this game. They have dominated the inside of the court.
Daniel Dash, I believe, is three rebounds away from a double-double, and Russell now in double figures in points, two rebounds away from a double-double. As statistician Matthew Bernstein has just warned us, Garrett Russell misses that first free throw.
And Russell misses his first free throw. 6:58 here remaining in the fourth quarter. Russell will take one more attempt for the night, and that's the still rolling with the full court press. No surprise. As backs off as face brings up the ball for Hicksville. The Comets trailing in this one by 21. Face almost loses the ball to Stolper, but swings it to the left to Hoffman. Dribbles up to the top, and he swings it to the right to McBride, guarded by Shanahan. He drives left to the free throw line, gives it to the left wing to Hoffman. Back up top to McBride, guarded by Shanahan. He drives right, guarded by Shanahan. Back up top to Hoffman. Circles around, back to McBride on the left side. He crosses over, puts up a bad shot, and it's in for McBride. Crazy shot that goes in while the shot clock was expiring. And the 2 points are good for McBride.
McBride and Serrano are like the true leaders of Hicksville.
And for Washington, breaks the punch for two. And that's going to pass off of Matthew Schmitz for two.
Anthony Serrano has been sitting on the bench the last entire quarter and 2 minutes now as he cannot start the second half with a foul trouble.
And back the other way, Hicksville comes down the court. Hoffman looked for an inside pass to Mateo and a jump ball forced by Hoffman.
The Vikings get possession.
Galvin Panue checks in now for the Comets as Luke Hoffman will take a seat.
Shanahan to bring up the ball for the Vikings. Just under 6 minutes remaining. Rivera breaks. The Vikings
another phenomenal pass from Gio Rivera. We've seen his prolific passing on show tonight as he finds Ressa again for their aggressive lane.
Court leads by 23 with 5:30 remaining. And a foul is called on Gio Rivera as Panu looks to drive back on one side of the court.
Gio Rivera, his first, the team's fourth.
He looks like Bruce.
Panu runs the ball.
slip it and drop it back on top to McBride for three. This shot is good, McBride for three. He's starting to beat on it. It may be too little, too late for the Cometeer as a timeout is called. The timeout is charged to the Comets, and we'll be right back with more fourth quarter action. We are back with more fourth quarter action with 5:17 remaining. Port Washington leads 55-35. And Garrett Ressa is now at the stat line of 15 points in the run. With a double-double for the day, easily the best Viking ever. It's a close second to Danny Bash. Shannon Evans with the ball. Port looking to break his defense. Stolen with the ball on the right side. He stays on top of Shannon. Shannon drives, kicks it back outside to the ball on the right side. He goes up to the ball. Air ball, no good. Rebound to Sabato, he checks back in. Port looks good. Ace with the ball for the Comets. He tries to drive the right on Stover, drops it to Singh, who gives it up top to McBride. McBride with the hot hand right now for the Comets. He gives it to Face, who pulls up from the near side. No good. Rebound to Russell. He swings it to Shanahan, and they easily get past him for Shanahan drives, kicks it out to Stover, drives near the free throw line on the elbow, and drops it back up top to Shanahan, and finds a barrel in deep. That's Schmitz. Schmitz on the baseline, no good. Three from Jack Stover, no good. Rebound to Gio Rivera. He finds Schmitz in deep. He goes for the reverse layup, and it's no good. And there's a foul called against the Comets, and Matthew Schmitz will go to the line and shoot two free throws.
Gio Rivera really showing that he wants to be on the court more often. That aggressive offensive rebounding, and a nice feed to Schmitz, who drew the foul. And now Schmitz will go to the line, looking to push this lead past 20 points as it is right now.
Schmitz's first attempt at the line is no good. And I assume eventually Port will look to roll with their second starting lineup. Their second team is out here, up by 20 with only 4:16 remaining. Schmitz will have one more attempt at the line.
Matthew Schmitz, a fan favorite at Schreiber High School, as he sinks his first basket.
Face brings up the ball for the Comets, guarded by Stolper, sends it to the right side to McBride. McBride guarded heavily by Shanahan. He looks to drive, and the ball's tipped away by Shanahan. He dives for the ball, and it's corralled by McBride. McBride drives on Schmitz, and it's snuffed away by Schmitz, but there's a foul called on McBride. The crowd can't believe it. I didn't see it at all. And McBride and the ref embrace as there looks to be some confusion on the court.
A little bit of a skirmish once again as the fans are getting hyped up. Gio Rivera signals for them to get hyped even more. That skirmish was between Shane McBride and Matthew Schmitz. Anthony Cerrato has fouled out of this game. That foul was called on him. I don't know why. And now there's a little bit of a discussion between the officials. Dylan, what were your thoughts on that last play?
It's getting a little edgy now, and it's not really expected as Port wins by 21. Clearly some frustration from the Comets side of the ball as Sean Dooley talks to his player in Gio Rivera, who looked to amp up the crowd after that little skirmish. But all things aside, Port Washington maintained a 21-point lead with just under 4 minutes remaining.
Matthew Schmitz, after that block on McBride, got a little bit in his face, and McBride wanted nothing to do with it, pushing him away. And it looks like we might have some technical fouls with the officials discussing with the table and both coaches in Hicksville and Port Washington. And now the foul will be on Matt Schmitz.
That'll be his first foul. And that'll be pulled off in his first team foul. It also gives him the bonus. 1-1 if Eric's fouls. There is still a discussion going on in court. And that Port has been very successful this entire game. What have they done right?
The Vikings are doing it. Honestly, I think they're doing everything right. They are not turning the ball over, as you stated early on in the first quarter. Holding on to that basketball is their main key all year. And now that they've been able to do that, they've been finding Ressa, they've been finding Dash, they've been finding different players in the paint, Mark Daly, and they've been scoring aggressive layups. the highest percentage shot in basketball is that layup, and the Vikings are making use of it with prolific passing and finding players open in the paint for the lay-in. They are eliminating the outside shot, really. Connor Shanahan, not a big factor on the scoring side. I think he has 3 points on 1 3-pointer. And that just shows that if the Vikings feed the ball into the paint, they don't really need to rely on Shanahan scoring as they have all year with that 3-point shot. They can rely on Ressa and other guys in the paint to carry the Vikings. And now McBride will be shooting a technical foul, it looks like, for Hicksville.
McBride would go to the line and shoot 2 shots according to the referee. Last foul was on Matthew Schmitz. With only 3:55 remaining, it seems highly unnecessary as Bill Larkin maintains a dominant lead.
As if that this crowd is in his head, and McBride really needs to block it out right now.
Second attempt from McBride is good. And we resume play finally as Port leads 56-36. And it will be Herrick's ball coming out of this. For Washington will also take a technical shot. Hicksville, excuse me. But Washington will also take a technical shot. Jim Rivera will take it. I don't know where this call came from.
I'm not.
There looked to be some fighting on the other end, but Jim Rivera will now take 2 shots for Port Washington. I'm not sure whose ball it will be at the end of these 2 technical calls, because usually if one team gets the technical, the team that takes the free throw gets the ball. But now that both teams take the free throw,
I think it will stay with which team had possession last with the jump ball error. And that will be Hicksville, but I'm not going to say that I'm right. We will wait to see where the officials go after Rivera just missed his first shot. Here comes his second technical free throw.
Rivera with one more shot coming from the line. His attempt is... It will be Vikings ball.
And once again, I am wrong with my legendary analytics out here. And the Vikings still lead by 21.
We finally resume play as Shanahan inbounds the ball. And Lewis Blakeman checks in and immediately travels for the Vikings. That is not how he wanted to start his possession here.
Lewis Blakeman coming out the bench, a little bit nervous, I would say, with that quick travel. Picked it up and just ran with it. And now the Comets will slow it down, rolling the ball to Face.
Face is the ball guarded by Stolper. He drives left, kicks it out to Singh, who pulls up from three, no good. Rebound caught by Jerry Rivera.
Rivera aggressive on the board, with little playing time, deserving to stay out there.
Rivera kicks it inside to Shanahan, kicks it back out to Stolper. As his baseline is covered by his teammates. Schmitz with a great pass inside to Stolper. He puts up the good for
Stolper's move is to get into that paint in the middle through the floater. And now Harris Sonnenfeld will go to the table to check in. As Bill said, the second team unit for the Vikings will start to come in.
Singh gets the ball. And he goes up and there's a foul called on Matthew Schmitz, shooting foul. And Singh will go to the line and shoot 2.
Excuse me,
the foul is on Gio Rivera. That is the second foul. That is the team's 6th foul on the night. But Washington with a 23-point lead with 3 minutes remaining. And Singh will have 2 attempts from the line. This first attempt, way off, no good. And in comes Johnny Bellini and Harris Sonnenfeld. Lands for Hicksville, number 24, John Rock checks in for Amari Mateo. Shanahan is over. Excuse me, Matt, take a seat.
I was about to say the same exact thing. If they get high five, the third day is done. Having a successful game in this one.
Second attempt in the left of Sim is no good. And the crowd is loving it here in Schreiber High School. It's Bill Washington. It's 23-point lead. He would certainly like to cash in on his opportunity tonight as Johnny Bellini has the ball. And he looks to drive. He puts up the floater. And he shot
Johnny Bellini. Not
not playing as much as he was the past couple of weeks, but with an aggressive move there, showing he still wants to be on the court.
Base drives up right on Johnny DeLito, goes to the floor, and it's good.
Two, timeout, Hicksville.
The timeout is charged to Hicksville. With 2:32 remaining, Vikings lead 61-38. We'll be right back with the closure of this fourth quarter. The continuation of the fourth quarter, 2:32 remaining, Port Washington lead 61-38. They completely dominated every single aspect of this game. And they will have a chance with their second team out there with Sonoir, Lakeman, Schmitz, Gino Barrett, and John Green. Harris throwing for it, goes up and down.
Crowd erupts as Harris Sonoir hits his second three-pointer of the season. Last one came against Harris on Monday.
And Leeds Gill checks in for Hicksville. And Leonardi, along with John Locke, Tanny went top. He kicks it to the right side to Hoffman. Both teams are in the second team lineup as this game is too far out of reach. Gill from three, and the three's no good from that beat Gill. He down to John Delaney, and Matthew Schmitz picks up the ball. He gets it to Sonoir. Drops it to Gill. And Matthew Schmitz from three. That three is no good. And the crowd with a sigh of relief as that ball snapped in. And the ball fought for by John Delaney. So now he's got
now Rivera, after he lost the ball, he kind of tipped it away to Blakeman to avoid the travel, but he picked it up and had possession once again.
Often 1:30 remaining, Portland's by 26. Leonardo has the ball on top. He gets it to Sean Locke. He sweeps to the right side of the paint. Outside of the perimeter, Hoffman on the far side, guarded by Sonoir. He looks to drive. He drives. Almost a traveling drive. And he looks to find John Locke inside. It will be a turnover. Mike is going. Leonardi limping a little on the sideline, and a substitution, Singh comes in for Hicksville. With 1:14 remaining, Port Washington looks to close out this game on another successful home night here on Coaches versus Cancer. John Green brings up the ball. He drops it back. Schmitz looks to drive on Locke. The ball is mishandled, and there's a whistle on the call from Schmitz.
Now
his second time. Matt Schmitz comes out for Ben Spear. It'll be Vikings ball. 107 remaining. Vikings lead 66-48. It will be Vikings at midcourt to inbound Drew Rivera for Washington. Led in by Singh. 35 on the shot clock. 107 remaining. Rivera with the ball on the inbounds. He drops to the center corral. Guarded by Hoffman at the top. Center corral has the ball. He swings it to the right side to Bellini. Guarded by Bellini. Bellini drives. He goes up to the left hand to Rivera, but it's no good. Rebound to Hoffman. He's off for it. Almost tipped away by Bellini, but corralled by Hoffman. Hoffman clicks it to and beat Bill, who kicks it inside to John Locke, who goes to the layup. No good. Rebound grabbed by Gio Rivera. 40 seconds remaining. Vikings bring up the ball. Ben Spear with the ball. He looks to drive on John Locke. Goes for the aggressive play.
Ben Spear with a phenomenal offensive move.
And he goes to the rim with aggressive move.
Court leads by 30 as Panini chucks up the ball. And Gio Rivera has the ball, and he'll look to hold it for the win. And 20 seconds remaining for Washington. They'll close this game out with the win. Much needed win as their record goes to
8-6, their record will now go to. And they are now 5-2 in the conference. They will take sole possession of second place in that conference, getting ahead of Westbury as Harrisonic Guard dribbles out the clock.
The crowd gives a standing ovation for the Vikings.
Post it.
Did you end it off? The Vikings end it 68-38 as they shake hands. Thank you for listening to WGOT Port Washington. We will be back with the postgame after this one.
Phenomenal win for the Port Washington Vikings as they take this one home 68-38. 30 points in favor of the Vikings. Garrett Ressa, a phenomenal performance with a double-double, 15 points, 11 rebounds. And Daniel Dash not far behind with 12 points and 7 rebounds. Joe Malconian added 10 points. Mark Daly with 8. And Gio Rivera coming off the bench with 4 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. A very spread out game for Rivera in his limited minutes, about a quarter and a half of play. We look to see the Vikings continue their successes as they move to 8-6 on the year and 5-2 in the conference, taking ahead of Westbury for second place in the conference. We thank you for listening. Matt Levine and Dylan Spilko saying so long from Schreiber High School.